Here are the headlines for KRAI for June 22nd. I'm Vladen Chase. The Craig Press said goodbye to a longtime employee, though a familiar face is stepping into the open role. Shannon Moore will be working in the advertising section for the paper. Moffitt County is getting a new brand. The logo looks clean, including a circle with a river flowing through a canyon, the words Moffitt County, and the date that Moffitt County was established, 1911. Primary turnout has been low in Moffitt County this year, with only 23% of folks turning in ballots. Amanda Tomlinson, the clerk and recorder's office chief deputy, said that 23% for primary isn't a bad number, though they did anticipate more, with this being the first year that unaffiliated voters could automatically participate. The Memorial Regional Health Board had discussions with a company to design the third floor of the new medical office building last night. The public is anxiously awaiting the news of how those talks went and in which direction Memorial Regional is leaning for the space. There is new life getting breathed into the Kalawao operation, as there is an expansion set and the Column project could get another 35 years out of the mine. It has taken almost 10 years to get to this point, and the Kalawao is still waiting for a railroad line that was promised decades ago. But this extra time is good news for the 220 jobs that will be maintained because of the expansion. Up in Rawlins, the Rawlins Music Academy is hosting Michelle Lewis tonight. She will be performing in front of live audiences on the international stage soon, though tonight she'll be serenading the Rawlins Music Academy. The large company that purchased a ski mountain and steamboat has expanded again, now having purchased a second resort in Utah. The Denver-based company Alterra is trying to compete with Vail Resorts, and both groups have been purchasing ski areas throughout the summer to attempt and get the upper hand on the passes they will offer within their expansive system of mountains. Yesterday afternoon, the Craig Wave Pool was part of the world's largest swim lesson. It's a free nationwide initiative to teach proficiency and safety in the water. Craig had a modest turnout, though that is to be expected in the first year of the program being offered locally. That's the news on KRAI this Friday, June 22nd. The weather today will be nice in the northwest region. There's almost no chance of rain in the area, and the high is going to be in the low 80s. We will likely see some clouds through the day, which will help to keep that temperature down. Through the weekend, it's more of the same, with highs in the 70s and 80s. Around the state, it's been a quiet sporting time. The Colorado Rockies took three games in a four-game series against the New York Mets and will start next series against Miami Marlins tonight at 6:40. The Rocks are in the Mile High City for the matchup. The Denver Nuggets took Michael Porter Jr. in the draft last night, and the team hopes that he can come in and make an immediate impact on the floor. The Colorado Avalanche are in the news, as there is an NHL draft tonight, and there is the possibility the Avs will be getting the fourth pick this year's draft, which would help bolster a young core. The Denver Broncos wrapped up their spring OTAs last week, and there's a lot of excitement out of the Broncos party, as this draft year has brought in some top-end players, and the early chemistry is looking good for the orange and blue. This news report has been brought to you by Bank of the San Juans. I'm Vladen Chase.